Welcome to Minnesota Reads, an opportunity for us to find out about fascinating authors from Minnesota writing about Minnesota. Jane St. Anthony joins us this morning. She's got three wonderful books out, and the perfect read for right about this time is The Summer Sherman Loved Me. It takes you back to the beginning of the summer and kind of takes you through the summer. And Jane, thank you so much for joining me. It's great to have you on the line with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I'm just thrilled to be on with you.
So I said to you before we went on the air, I said, I loved it, but it's kind of dark. And you were surprised by that.
I was. I think it's a, you know, it's a young girl's struggle. She's 12 going on 13. And I was trying to think after you said that, why was it dark? And it's so interesting that to me that that's your perception, because when I go back, I think there's I can talk about the dark parts, but maybe I shouldn't because it would spoil it. Because I felt it was a summer light, not LIT, but just kind of summer light book. So that's just fascinating. Could I ask you how you perceive that as dark? I'm just fascinated by that question.
I guess because I am old. And I come from, well, I come from a place where much of, not all, but much of the literature that was being written for young people back in the day when I was a young person, things like a mother being depressed, things like a mother, and I guess it was the mother's character in this, things like a mother being depressed, things like a mother being anything less than perfect and warm and comforting and adult and that kind of thing, to have a mother who is not a cookie cutter and is not a happy, warm, nurturing stereotype, to me is like, whoa, that's dark.
I just absolutely love hearing that. And when I think about what you're saying, it's like, yes, that's all true. And I think there's a little of my looking back in there, because I, too, you know, I grew up in the era where, you know, all the mothers read McCall's and, you know, the ladies' journals, and everything just seemed as though it was perfect. But underneath that, when I look back, I think it wasn't perfect. I think mothers were exhausted, and my mom got out, but she got out without a car. It was always, you know, nothing was just, you know, zip in your BMW and, you know, go to the mall. There weren't any malls. So it's fascinating to me, once again, that that's your perception. But, when I look back, I think moms put on their kind of their Sunday, you know, dress and earrings, and everybody looked perfect. But behind that, maybe it wasn't all so pretty or so blissful.
And I think, too, in the era in which this story is set, which is in the early 60s, in this era, there were starting to be some rumbles about a different kind of life for women. Many women had a different kind of life during the Second World War.
Yeah.
They'd had to go to work. They were earning their own money. They were the heads of their own homes. And there were starting to be rumbles about women having more options. And yet, I think at the same time, there was maybe a propaganda machine like that you're kind of referencing, saying this is the way you do it. This is the way the nice people do it.
You're absolutely right about that. And I think Margaret, the main character in that book, she's kind of right on the cusp. I mean, this country is right on that. And she's looking at her mother. She's looking at her mother not only subjectively but objectively. And she's trying to figure out her own issues with the boy next door, and her mother's an impediment. So I think, you know, on that level, there's a clash too, and things. Well, not that there hasn't always been, but it's an interesting kind of reflection of what's going on. That kind of generational clash, which always goes on, but the 60s, as you noted, are particularly interesting for that.
And I think it's interesting that most of Margaret's clashes with her mother have to do with Margaret's mother saying, this doesn't look right. This is not the way you behave.
Right.
Trying to impose some limits on Margaret's behavior. And they have a lot to do with societal norms.
Right. That's all correct and apt. And I think that Margaret's mother also is, in the same way, trying to protect her, because her mother never had issues like this. Her mother, as I see it, never had a 13-year-old, almost 13-year-old boy coming up to the porch window when Margaret was sleeping out there and saying, I love you. And her mother never faced that kind of thing, and her mother's at a loss as to how to deal with this, kind of blooming relationship in the same way that Margaret's having a difficult time in understanding what she could possibly do with this information that someone loves her next door, someone she's known her whole life, and whether it is kind of a clash between her mother and Sherman. How to, one wants one thing and one wants it to not happen.
One is saying act on what you feel, and the other is saying if you feel it, chances are it's a mistake. Don't you dare.
Absolutely. You nailed that. Yeah.
Jane, do you remember the wonderful little bit in Gone with the Wind? Of course, it's not this dramatic, but where Scarlett is so angry at her mother because she says that her mother, the world that her mother raised her for, the world that she was raised to believe was going to be hers, her mother didn't teach her anything that was useful in the world in which she found herself.
That's a really apt, again, an apt analogy. Because I think that's probably not just, particular to that time period. It keeps going on. Who can possibly raise their child? How can possibly prepare a child for the world that child will live in as an adult? But parents keep trying.
We do indeed. And how could we ever have thought about the internet and Instagram and Snapchat?
We couldn't. We couldn't.
Jane, we're going to have the opportunity to talk with you again about your books coming up in about a month. And I'm really looking forward to that. So stay tuned. We'll have more Jane St. Anthony coming up in about a month right here on Minnesota Reads. Jane, thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Lisa.
The Summer Sherman Loved Me by Jane St. Anthony is published by the University of Minnesota Press. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.